It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in here to the Bath County High School. Currently in progress is the girls, Bath County, Lady Cats, and the Lady Raiders of East Carter. Three from Barrett, top feed, no good. Rebounds pulled down on the inside by the Lady Raiders, and we're off to the races the other direction as taking it down is Rutledge, laying it up, tying it, or getting 13 to 11, excuse me. I thought it was a tying it up shot.
A lot of action right here in this first quarter.
Yeah.
A lot of action, even
Bath County fell behind. East Carter jumped out early. Tiller's got the start tonight. Fareed not playing. She's a day-to-day after the game the other night. And Tiller got the start, picked up a quick foul, and we've seen Josie Reed replace her since then. So shot from East Carter from the corner is no good. Top ball down low with 8 seconds left to go. Bath County leads it by two, 13 to 11. Lady Cats will inbound, full length of the court to go here. Todd Waits, Davey Moore bringing you all this action here this evening. Back Armitage will make his appearance later. As they give it over to Norris to the corner, Reed, threes up, no good at the buzzer. So we've played one quarter of basketball here in Owingsville. It's Bath County 13, East Carter 11. We're going to hold things here since we didn't actually get to do a warm-up. We'll get all of our sponsor spots in and everything as we will have time between the games. But, you know, Coach, you've got the Lady Cats coming in here 2-0. East Carter comes in here 1-0. Both of these teams have played some tough competition early on. He started out with a Huntington Expression prep team.
Prep school, yes, sir.
Which I understand was really good.
That's what I hear.
And you look at East roster, no seniors, three juniors, a bunch of sophomores and freshmen. So, I mean, they're young. Bath County, two seniors, and then a bunch of youngsters. So, two young teams with a lot of bright spots to them going forward.
A lot of young ladies getting a lot of experience in this game tonight. I was noticed when I was looking up some history on this game, according to KHSA, as far as they go back, East Carter had won 24 in a row, but Bath has won the last two. So Bath trying to maybe get a winning streak going themselves and get three in a row tonight. So far, like I say, we're just talking a lot of action, 13-11 after one quarter. Up and down, a lot of shots going up, so it'll be an exciting ball game.
Bath County had four shots on one possession.
Right to start the game, yeah. They've already have.
A bunch.
Yes, I'm looking at the wrong page. They've got five offensive rebounds already. So,
East Carter inbounds to start this second quarter, 13-11. Lady Cats lead it by two. So they've got the ball up top on this right side. Has nearly stolen away, being honked at, going to the floor. Top ball. Bath County ball. As French and Barrett go to the floor, tying up. I believe that was Boggs over there.
Ashton very active with her hands right there. Got a deflection, and then they were able to get a jump ball off the loose ball. So
as French dribbling up top, throws it to Reed over on the left wing. Reed looks. Finds Norris at the high post. She gets in the paint, kicks it over. Baseline jumper up from Crouch. Misses it. Rebounds kicked around. Crouch gets it. She goes to go back up. Loses her footing. Falls on the floor. Tie ball. Barrett ties up one of the taller players. I wouldn't even really call them the bigs. The taller players in Rutledge.
Yeah.
These two teams right now with what they got on the floor, they're all about the same height. I mean, the tallest one from East is about the same height as Crouch.
Yeah. So probably a lot of perimeter action this game tonight.
Baseline jumper from the right corner up. Reed gets the rebound out to the miss from Williams.
East has already proven they're not afraid to shoot the long jumper, so.
Barrett knifes into the paint. A little up and under shot bouncing off no good. Gets her own board. She's going to be fouled on the floor. Pick your Lady Raiders. Two are there.
Another offensive rebound for the Lady Cats.
Foul's going to be called against Adams. I'm sorry, Hall.
Very active on the boards tonight so far.
Norris triggers to Barrett, knifing towards paint. Bright block, shot up and good. Bethany leads it by four, 15 to 11. 6:57 left to go in the half. As East skips it to the line here with Rutledge to this near side to Boggs, back over to Rutledge on that left wing. To the left corner they go, back out to that left wing. Trying to get some penetration. Bethany doing a good job. They bounce it off the knee of Norris out of bounds, does Rutledge.
Really good defense by the Lady Cats right there. East being kind of patient. They weren't able to. They're looking to try to penetrate this zone and unable so far. Lady Cats and man, anytime ball's taken out underneath the basket.
Lady Raiders will look to trigger. That far corner. Looking. Rutledge curls. Gets it in the paint. Ball's tipped around. Knocked around. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Bethany ball. Getting a paw in there and knocking that one loose was Barrett.
Good quick hands right there. Able to knock it off of Rutledge.
Sprint brings it across the timeline. Sees a little crease, takes it to the rack, lays it up, no good as she split through two defenders. But she'll be rewarded with a couple of free throws.
Fouls on Boggs. Her second.
Tiller back up for the Lady Cats. French free throw up and good. 16 to 11. Appreciate everybody sticking around after the UK game, listening to us here. This is our first of two. Have this girls match up and then the boys.
Hopefully the Lady Cats will pull out a victory, get you in a little bit better mood, Cat fans, and maybe the boys can do the same in the second.
It's going to be a tough task because East's not a bad team. Bethany struggled with last year, picked up the win, but it was a tough fought match there. French makes both free throws, 17 to 11. Bethany's lead, their largest of the night for either team at six.
So far, Bath 4-for-4 at the free throw line.
As they get it inside, as
very active defense.
French ends up on the floor.
Elected out bounds. They're really, ball goes to the corner. They're really getting active and trying to keep the ball in the corner.
As they trigger it in high, into the hands of Adams. She's got it out here wearing that right knee brace. Throws it over to the left side to Hall, back to Adams on the near side. She puts down a dribble top the key. Now comes back towards this right side. Player cutting back door.
Good cover, good steal right there.
Bethany knocks it away as they tried to feed it to Williams on the inside there. It's Barrett. Gets herself free, finds French. Open three, left corner, no good. Norris with the rebound. Her putback's up, and it's good. 19 to 11, 5:41 left to go here in the half as the East Carter Lady Raiders call for a timeout. As Coach Clark, seen enough. Bethany has stretched her lead out to eight now. As we'll get into our opening arguments, we didn't get to do that before the game, but you know, it's pretty simple. Bethany has got to limit the turnovers, something that really was a tough task for them in that first half of that game the other night against Nicholas. They cleaned it up in the second half, but they have to play mistake, not free, but less.
Yeah. Take value in your possessions. Try to get something out of it, because if you turn it all over, you don't even have a chance to score. At least if you get a shot up, something can happen. You need to score or go get an offensive rebound. But if you turn the ball over, you're not going to score at all. You know, of course, we always say, you know, what this game three, they want up tempo. They want to push the ball. Try not to let East Carter get set in their defense. And rebounding has always been a key. And so far, they've been really well on the boards.
Absolutely.
Jerrica's already has five offensive rebounds.
And
very, very active.
And they got to get out in transition.
Yes.
Whether it's starting from the defense or after a miss, they've got to get the ball down the court and use their speed and to their advantage here. As that's your opening arguments brought to you by our Kimmler Attorney Law out in Salt Lake. Remember, stick around tonight's postgame as we will have your R. L. Cottle, Offensive Player of the Game, your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, and your Schwartz Moling Unsung Hero. East Carter will inbound. Bath County will pick up at half court as Rutledge bounces it in the hall back to Rutledge. Should Lady, come dribbling up this right side.
Lady Cat's still on that active.
Barrett gets a steal, throws it up to French, but it's knocked away by Rutledge. She couldn't come up with it, goes out of bounds. So it'll be Lady Cat basketball.
Very active in that half court zone defense. Kind of a 1-1-3 look, a 1-1-2-1, but they're very active on the ball.
The trigger it high. French has it, dribbling between the circles, picked up a dribble, finds Barrett out on that right wing. Barrett gets it up to Norris. Norris surveys, so wanting to bounce it into Tiller. He's doing a good job. It's over to Reed. Reed's picked up the dribble, finds Norris. She knifes in the paint to Tiller. Back out to Reed. Three's locked and loaded. Left wing is a little long. Rebound comes off. French comes out of there with it for Bath County. Gives it to Barrett, who dribbles up between the circles. Will set this offense up once again. Barrett sees a little crease. Three is launched. No good. Ball tips around. Goes off Bath County. It'll be East Carter.
Looked like it went off French's hands right there.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I was waiting on that official to signal because they were talking to each other.
She'd stayed back another step. She'd had an offensive rebound. That's the bounce of the ball.
Three up from the right wing, no good. Norris with another defensive rebound off of the Adams miss.
Called for steps. I didn't see that, but I was also putting my stats in, so I had my head down.
I wasn't watching her feet. I was just watching all the – it was just a scrum right in there.
Well, Lady Cats are very active tonight.
Allows a shot to go up from Adams as she gets all the way over to this elbow. 19-13, 4:40 left to go here in the half, and Barrett charged. She lowered that head and took that off arm and just kind of run in there like a bulldozer that time. Just couldn't get her progress slowed up.
No.
As they get it in the front court, does by way of dribble by McGuire, finds Adams in the right corner. She gets herself free, puts up three, no good. Goes off the shoulder of Tiller out of bounds.
Adams is not afraid to put it up, is she?
Absolutely not. Not a one of them are afraid to put it up. Rutledge will look to trigger, bounces it down low, kicks it back. Three from Rutledge is up. It's long. Norris with another rebound. She's double-teamed. Picks up her dribble, and they say she traveled with it. I didn't see that one. I thought she had planted. I think that was a – she's going to, and I've already blown the whistle, and I have to call it now.
Five turnovers for the Lady Cats early.
East triggers it in to the corner. Adams got a double team. We'll have a reach-in foul on Bath County.
That's her second.
And it's going to be on Barrett, her second.
She's got to be careful with those.
Coach not going to play any chances here tonight. Sending her to the bench with two. She did foul out the other night.
Yes, she did. Every time she gets in foul trouble, we struggle a little bit. We got to have her on the court.
So trigger it high. Three straightaway is up. Norris with another rebound. That off of McGuire miss. That was random McGuire. French pushes back the other direction. She comes driving down. She's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on Savannah Adams, her second.
I have her with two. Cat's doing a good job getting taking them.
So French will be at the line. Couple of free throws coming for the youngster. First one is up, rolling good. Stretches lead out to seven. 2013.
Collier would love to keep this lead with Ashton on the bench.
Ashton hopes they keep this lead with her on the bench. 21-13.
If they can keep the lead, maybe they won't have to bring her back in. And I'm sure he won't sit her the whole 350.
They get it to the corner, three up, no good. Norris fights for another rebound, just couldn't get this one. Goes out of bounds, it'll be East Carter basketball. As Adams trying to get something to fall from over on this side. So get it into Adams on that left side. Back left corner three is up this time. This one's no good. Rebound pulled down McGuire down low, and Tiller is going to pick up her second. So McGuire will go to the line for two. As Coach Collier kind of surveys his bench.
Banks the free throw in. Backboard is always your friend.
As Adams checks out for East Carter. Second free throw, that one rattles out. Tiller comes up with it, bounces it off of the Lady Cat's head and gets it back.
Little pinball action there on that one.
Norris has it dribbling at the jump circle. Throws it over to French on the right wing. Bailey curls, gives it out to Crouch on the left wing. Now to Norris. She puts a three up. It's blocked. Nearly saving it before it went out of bounds there was Rutledge who blocked the shot.
Well, if she'd have ball faked and drove to the left, she'd had a wide open layup.
As French dribbles up top. Throws it over to Crouch. Three from the right side's up. This one's no good. Rebound comes off. Rutledge claims it for Lady Raiders. She pushes it all the way down, takes it all the way coast to coast, lays up, no good. But we have a blocking foul. Is trying to stand her ground, and there was Crouch. Just couldn't get her feet set. A little too deep under the basket,
yes.
Though.
She'd have been a half a second earlier. She'd have got the charge on that one. Another
bank. Thank you. Another free throw.
Maybe that's something they do in Grayson. I don't know.
That one's in and out. She didn't bank that one. Crouch ties up. Going to have a jump ball. Possession in favor of the Lady Cats. It's McGuire just tied up down low by Crouch. Norris will look to trigger. Gets it in the French.
He's Carter going to try to press with Ashton out. And they call the turnover.
Turns it over. Bounce pass to the other side. Boggs laying it up, rolling it in. I'm sorry, Hall, excuse me. They get it to French. French comes in the middle of the court right between two defenders. They're going to call a foul on East Carter. It's going to be on Tori Bishop.
That's hers. I got her for two. I don't know.
I do, too. I've got Boggs. I don't know if they're not keeping it on the board. Or
I don't know what's going on. I've got.
Because that should be the fifth. Well, I forgot. It resets.
It resets, yep.
A shot up from French, and she just
knifed in
there.
That'll be Bishop's third. She didn't even try to step over and stop her.
So French will be at the line for two here. French short. The Bishop will check out. Returning will be Adams. Barrett will come back. Reed will check out. He was right. He wasn't going to leave her sitting that long.
He wasn't going to leave her sitting for 350. We got to have her on the floor.
French makes one of two in that one. 22-17.
I don't know, about putting her on a point on the ball, though, because we know how she likes to reach.
She does get the rebound on the miss from East Carter. Barrett pushes it back the other direction. Has it stop the key. Got to watch her on the offensive side of things. That's where she gets in trouble because she's not afraid to drive it in there.
Somebody will step in and try to take a charge.
She comes in, floater up, and good. 24-17. 2 minutes left to go before halftime. Adams has it over on the right wing. To the right corner they go. Three up, bouncing off, no good. Rebound, put back, no good for East. Adams gets it back down low once again and just turns around and lays it up and in. As Barrett comes back the other direction, 24-19. Back Kenny with the lead in the basketball. Barrett has it top key over to French. Now the right corner to Crouch.
East Carter and man-to-man.
Crouch, when she catches it, very rarely does it look like she's ready to shoot. Looks like she's a pass-first option. It's like she's not even looking towards the basket to see if that's going to be there. As Norris drives in, splits through two defenders.
She's out of control, and then she makes a silly foul.
And then reaches up, commits a foul.
That gives them two free throws on the other end.
But I only have that as Jerrica's first.
I have it as her first as well. But it does put East Carter to line.
As Williams had already made her way down there, she knew she was going there for two shots.
She's gotten used to it, the rule already, hasn't she?
We're still learning. Free throw up and good from Williams. She didn't bank that one, Daisy.
Nope, nothing but net right there. So maybe they all don't use the backboard at the free throw line.
You know, we used to have a boys player that he went up there and shot granny shots. His rebound comes off, Tiller gets it, throws it over to Barrett, who comes racing up this left side. Stops, pops, elbow extended on this left side, no good. Rebound comes off, Crouch going for the rebound, is fouled.
East Carter girl went up her back.
Foul's going to be against Brandon McGuire.
And that is her first.
So Crouch will be at the line for a couple of free throws here. Her free throw up, that was short.
She short-armed that one.
But we had a boy that used to shoot underhanded free throws,
yeah,
because he struggled at the charity stripe. And he went on. He's now a doctor and very high up in our school system. Making one of two there was Krauts. 25-20. Bath County leads it by five here with 106 left to go.
So we'll try to, maybe he can get by the last 106 without Barrett, so she won't pick up at 30s. Brought Reed back in.
East Carter comes dribbling up this right side with Rutledge. She throws it over to the corner. High arcing three up from that left corner. Bounces off, no good. Rebounds put up down low. We're going to have a jump ball. Tiller standing on the ground against McGuire on the inside there. Did not allow her to get that put back on the Williams miss. So it'll be East Carter ball with 51 seconds left to go, as they will look to trigger it with Hall from the baseline. They bounce it on the inside. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes off. Norris knocks it out of bounds. I thought it was going to be off East, but they're going to say it was last touch by Bath County.
I think it rolled off Jerrica's head there. We got by, I think, a couple of fouls there. But I'm not going to complain about it.
But so they will,
especially Tiller, it would have been her third if she...
As they load it inside,
they're going
right
her.
Back to her. Kick it out. Williams' three is up. She makes that one. 25-23.
You knew eventually she was going to hit one. You keep shooting it enough, one's going to fall in.
It's French. Gets it across half court. Curls to the left side, bounces it over to Norris. Norris loses the handle, got it in the left wing. She gives it off to Reed. Reed curls. They give
East
it to French.
Pick up their defense pressure, but knowing Ashton's on the bench.
Tiller comes up, sets a pick. French takes it in. She's hit hard. Gonna have an East foul. The block up top looked really good, but the down low action wasn't so good.
I believe they got her with the body.
Kinsley Rutledge whistles for that one. Free throw up from French is short.
Short.
So a couple of youngsters coming in.
With some real young ones in here. He's going to really put up some ball pressure on this one, I think.
You got currently on the floor Gordon, Metz, Reed, French, and Crouch.
That's Metz's first action, isn't it?
I believe so.
The season.
She played tough in the JV game the other night, that's for sure. 26-23, 5 seconds. East races all the way down. Nice little bounce pass over this near side. Shot at the buzzer. No good, as they got it all the way down, and Hall missed the bunny on the inside. So we've played one half of basketball here in Owingsville. It's Bath County 26, East Carter 23. So we'll take this opportunity to go back studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA and the EKC Tournament. As we'll return here courtside in a couple minutes, right here on WKCA.
Just like you, Sherry's Pizza House supports Bath County Athletics. And just like you, they know good food. No matter what you order at Sherry's, you'll love it. Pizza, pasta, subs, all are great. Burgers, salads, chicken strips, they're all great too. Choose dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Catering is available for large orders. And Sherry's honors school pricing. Call 674-2231. That's 674-2231. Sherry's Pizza House, Miller Plaza, Owingsville.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School, as the Bath County Lady Cats leading Lady Raiders of East Carter 26-23 here at the halftime intermission. And it was one of those in that first half. Bath County fell behind 2-0, but was able to strike back, tie things up at 2, and then kind of bounce back to East. And East went on a little run and got his head as far as 5 with about 4:20 left to go. And then Bath County, Jericho Norris hit a 3. And then just kind of kept stringing along, and was able to actually come up with a 13-11 lead after one quarter. Bath County continued to extend that lead, got it as large as 8 there at 19-11 with about 5:41 left to go there in the half. And then East there at the end kind of went on a little flurry, was able to tighten things up, got it within 2 points there, with just a little bit of time left, 35 seconds. But Bath County able to hit free throws and just kind of keep things and keep the pressure on East Carter. Foul trouble kind of mounting up for both teams. Bath County has a couple of players with 2. East, if I've got it right, I'll have to go check the book. I think I've got one of theirs with 3 and a couple others with 2.
I've got 3 players with 2 and 1 with 3 on East's side. Again, we are very unofficial. For sure. So halftime stats, East Carter was 7-12 from 2-point land for 58%, 2-15 from 3-point for 13%, overall 9-27, 33%, and 3-7 from free throw line for 42%. Kinsley Rutledge looks like leading the way with 9 points. Lady Cats were 7-14 from 2-point for 50%, 1-16 from 3-point land for 6%, overall 27%, 8-30. They were 9-12 from the free throw line, 75%. They were able to get to the line. Pretty impressive stat. 10 offensive rebounds, 10 defensive rebounds with 20 rebounds and a half, and 6 turnovers. A lot better than the 15 they had the other night. And leading the way for the Lady Cats is Ashton Barrett. I have her currently with 10 points. So,
and when you hear that a team has missed that many shots, made only 1-3, have a 3-point lead, that's telling me that there's a lot of rebounds.
There's a lot of rebounds going on, a lot of offensive rebounds, a lot of chances for putback. Between the two teams, 31 3-pointers have been fired up. You know, neither team was afraid to let it fly. You know, double zero Williams, she come off the bench, and, I mean, she thinks it's a hot potato. As soon as she catches it, it's going up. So got to keep an eye on that, because she made her last one and then she made a free throw. So hopefully she's not getting her shooting touchdown. So,
well, let's hope that they don't go back to her and she keeps a hot hand in the second half.
Yeah.
Let's hope that we have to keep her on the bench for a while and that our starters just take off. But, yeah. You know, shooters have got to shoot, and we
exactly.
talk about that all the time. And we've got a floor full of shooters tonight.
I said that the other night to Dad. He said, "You reckon they drew that play up for Jerrica?" And I said, "No, I don't think so." I said, "But shooters have got to shoot." She was 0-for-6 going into that. I said, "She knew she was going to make one eventually." So I like the confidence, grab, catch, and shoot. So I got no problem with it. She, you know, when she gets her feet set, she's got a really good-looking shot from three-point land. And she just needs to get her confidence and start nailing those. You know.
And you made a good point. You know, she caught it and was ready to shoot. And that was one of the things I talked about Crouch. I
yep.
mean, when you look at her out there, I know they're really counting on her for a defense, but she's a good shooter.
Yes, she is.
She's a very capable shooter, and I know sometimes she's got to get her confidence up, but, you know, her first reaction is not to shoot. It's not, she doesn't even look towards the basket. It's like, who can I get this ball to quickest?
We've always worked with her, you know, even when I was on staff, always, you know, be in a basketball position when you catch the ball. Be ready to, you know, dribble, shoot, pass, and defensive first when she catches it. I mean, she's not really like any kind of threat like you say at all. So, you know, when she lines up, squares up, she's got as good a shot as anybody, especially inside the line. So we got to have somebody else step up and be that third scorer. We know what French and Barrett's going to do. So, you know, hopefully this second half we can pull away here in this third quarter and get a little comfortable lead.
You know, everybody able to play without being, you know, scared that they're going to get a foul.
Yeah.
That takes a little bit of pressure off of you. When you're having to play and you're like, coach said I better not foul. I've got two fouls. But sometimes that's when you start making those mistakes. That's
yep.
when you do
when you start thinking
do something
about
silly.
It.
Once again, coach has hollered, I want them to be able to play basketball and not have to think. I want them just to be able to do.
Don't think, just play.
And, you know, that's one of those that if you're sitting there having to think, I got fouls.
This is not an academic match. This is a basketball match. Just be ready to play. Don't overthink it. You start overthinking it, and you start making mistakes. Just be able to do what you can do.
Absolutely. Kind of checking in with the jury for Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, out in Salt Lick, the opening arguments. You know, playing without committing a lot of turnovers and allowing your defense to kind of set your offense and getting back into transition. And Bathkinney's done fairly well.
Probably,
a few lapses here and there, but
probably tempo is the one that they've done the least. Everything else they've, you know, in the first half, rebounding, turnovers, good defense. But, you know, I'm sure Collier would like to have a few more points on the board. He's looking for a game in the 60s, getting up and down the floor. You know, for girls high school basketball, it's a lot of points, you know, get up and down the floor and get 60 points on the board. So look for him probably to push it a little bit more this half.
Absolutely. Has Bath County warming up to our right, East Carter has yet to come back out of the locker room. Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the new Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling today. As getting ready for this second half to go underway, Bath County, like I said, out there on the court already, getting some final word from Coach Collier. Coming out of the locker room and emerging right now with about 45 seconds left to go here before the second half is Coach Clark and his East Carter Lady Raiders. And I don't know that I would want to be a fly really on the locker room wall of either of these, but especially East Carter. They just really, really had a tough go of it there in that first half.
Officials just down emerging from the locker room as well. So
I wonder if this crew will do the boys game as well. Some of them here since COVID, you've been seeing a lot more of that. It
yes.
used to be a completely new crew, but
the boy girls over here, they usually use the same crews, which would be interesting. So,
I mean, and we got a good crew.
Yes,
I mean,
they've done a good job.
I think we're fortunate in the 16th region. A lot of times we do have some really good crews.
There's, two out of the three, I don't know, but they've done a good job. Bath County gets the ball started the second half. Maybe put some points on the board here and put a little more pressure on East Carter.
Well, if it makes it any better, I've seen two out of the three call games before, so.
East Carter starting man-to-man the second half.
And the one that I don't know, he looks like he might have played back in the day. As Norris puts a three up left corner, he says good job blocking French off of it. East comes dribbling up the left side, gets it into front court, hands it off into the hands of Rutledge. Now Adams has it between the circles to this near side. Left corner three is off the side of the backboard.
He hit the backboard twice on that.
As the ball's tipped around finally, Barrett comes dribbling out of there with it. It's knocked to the floor, and then it's stolen away. Bishop takes it in. She's fouled by Crouch. Bishop very aggressive with those three personals. Takes it to the line, or takes it to the rack, gets fouled, and will go to the line here. First free throw up, bouncing good.
Good touch there, caught a lot of rim, fell right in.
When they use a lot of iron like that, I call it fortified by Wheaties.
That's exactly right.
Second free throw on its way. That one looked good all the way.
Good looking for him from the free throw line. Well, mark that down. We don't want to put her at the line. She didn't have to bank it in. She's nothing but net both times.
As Barrett sees the little crease, takes it, banks it home. Puts Bathgany back on top by three. 28-25, 7:07 left to go here. Third quarter.
And they need to do more of that since the three is not falling. You start doing that, and you can get better looks at three.
Bishop, three, left wing. That one's long, goes out of bounds. Long kicker. It'll be Bathgany ball.
She's put up three shots outside of the free throw line this half and hasn't hit the rim yet. But buried those two free throws. That's interesting.
Barrett comes into front court. A little hesitation dribble, takes it all the way down, bounces off side of the backboard, missed. You can tell, frustrated at herself for missing that one. As they throw it over, and then Barrett comes back, gets a steal. Dribbles all the way into the paint, goes through, scoop shot up, no good. She was fouled. So they're going to call a foul against Rutledge. Said she kind of hip checked her as she came in there.
I've got that as her first.
I have it listed as her second.
No,
and I didn't go down and check the book.
I didn't either.
I was bad. Free throw up and good. 29-25, 6:34. I got a big eraser here if you ever need it.
Appreciate it. Oh, that one rimmed out.
So rebounds pulled off Rutledge. Dribbles up the right side, gives it up to Adams. Skips it over to Bishop on the near side. Left corner three is up. No good. Barrett with the rebound off of the hall miss. Barrett drives in, puts shot up, no good. Takes it right at the defender. Defender just moved her feet.
If she falls down there, it's a charge. She falls down, that's a charge.
You know, Coach Clark not really too upset about the call, so that kind of leads me to believe that he didn't like it, but he didn't disagree. Barrett makes it, goes up by five to Bath County, 30-25.
Well, he's yelling something. I don't know if it's these girls or the referees. He's not happy about something, but if she falls down there, it's a charge.
Oh, exactly.
I'm glad she didn't. 31-26, Lady Cats doubled her lead from a half.
As they get a pass over to the right side, Rutledge dribbling out high. Adams wants it over here on this wing. She's ready.
She's going to fire it.
Oh, she was going to. Bathgany's
nice
French closed
pass,
out.
Nice move.
She drives in, gets 2 points in the book, though. Adams draws her team back within four, 5:54.
Good take right there. Pulled the defense with the fake pass.
Barrett dribbles in, gives it up to French, and then it's stolen away as Bishop. Lead pass to Adams. Adams has to catch it.
Chased it down.
Throws it out to Bishop. Bishop comes up with it. Goes in. Goes shot up over top of Tiller. Ball's tipped around. French comes up with it. French comes dribbling down the left side. Fakes the pass. Lays it up. No good. Rebound comes off. Knocked out of bounds. I'm going to say it'll be Bathgany ball.
Plays with the Lady Cats. Don't think these Carter fans agreed there, but
I haven't agreed with much. Barrett will have it between the circles.
It usually happens when you're on the other end of the scoreboard.
Yeah. French gets up to Tiller, has popped up high over to Barrett on that left wing. Tiller, a set of pick. Barrett Doesn't use it, just jacks a three up. Misses it, though. Rebound comes off to McGuire. Gives up to a guard.
Would like to see her go back to the basket.
Driving all the way in with Rutledge kicking it to the corner as Banks. Back spin three is up and good. Makes it a one-point game.
East Carter, I guess that's their bread and butter. They're going to jack the three up and hope that it goes. Right there to help cut the lead down to one.
Barrett has it. Leaves it off for French. French curls, kicks it over to Norris. Norris curls towards the paint. Bounces it off for Shue. Ends up in Adams' hands. Adams goes to the floor. Gives it up to a guard. And Rutledge. She will come dribbling in the front court. Sees a little crease taken into the paint. Kraft's going to be whistled for that reach in. Once again, like what we talked about on Barrett in the game the other night, when you reach in, even though you get your hand on that ball, if that ball pops up, you're going to get that foul.
They see your arm going down no matter what. They're going to call that foul.
Long on the free throw.
Uh-oh, who's going to get that one?
Uh-oh, look there. I told you it looked like he played back in the day. He jumped up, tipped that one out of there.
Well, they call that a wedgie. I've heard, I don't know about that. That's what they call it sometimes on college games, a wedgie. That's interesting. He went straight up and he come back and stuck in there. I don't know. That's really odd. That don't happen a lot. Tie ball game, 31-31.
That's the first tie since the first quarter at twos.
Basket got to do a better job of taking care of the basketball.
Norris got lucky there, kind of caught that one about her shoulder, able to get it down to get a dribble, or it's going to be a turnover. It's Barrett.
Nice
look. Dumps it over to Tiller, lays it up, and in. 33-31. Nice awareness on the court for both of those players. Tiller ready to catch and go up, and Barrett to find her. It's Rutledge dribbles. They're going to double-team her up top. She curls. They throw it down low. Little scoop shot up, bouncing off, no good. Tiller claims the rebound off of the Boggs miss. They find Barrett. She comes dribbling up the right side. She gets around Adams, or tries to get around Adams. Adams couldn't get in front of her, really. She missed the foul. Barrett will go to the line for two.
I have that as her third.
I do as well.
I haven't seen anybody else.
I've got Bishop, Adams, and Rutledge all with three.
The Adams one I have heard with two, but we'll find out soon enough, won't we? This is the first one, in and out.
That can be up by two, 3:45 left to go here in the third, 33-31. Barrett missed the first. We'll get a second. It's on its way. That one looks good as well. 34-31. 3:45 left to go here in the third quarter. BKC tournament. First game of the girls, Bath and East, here in Owingsville. Boys will be the nightcap as they go driving in. Tiller with a block. Getting the board back and putting it up was Rutledge. They're going to say she was fouled by Tiller.
It's her third.
I was going to say I have that as her third. So Josie Reed set to come in. Rutledge missed that free throw. Reed comes in. Beth County was sixth player. Tiller not realizing she needs to come out.
Not sure if the sub told her who she was getting.
Well, she went over here and was talking to Bailey in the backcourt. Josie's not used to coming in there and being one of the bigs, and they just put that one on the wrong side. I put that one on the wrong side. 34-32. Barrett back the other direction, makes it 36-32. It's Rutledge. Dribbles all the way down. Throws it over to Adams in the left corner. Reed closes out on her.
Nice
Adams
defense. Forced her right back.
Forces a shot up. Reed gets the rebound and gives it quickly into the hands of Barrett. Barrett pushes down. Lobs
nice
it over
look
to French. Kicks it out. Norris three. Left side's up. Bouncing off. No good. Barrett with the rebound. She goes up with it. No good. Rebound comes off. Claimed in there on the inside by McGuire. She throws the half court to Bishop. Bishop crosses the timeline the right side. Bath County's got numbers. Bishop throws it up top to McGuire. Timeout being called here by Coach Clark. 36-32. Bath County leads it by four. 2:44 left to go here in the third. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Bethany leading it by four, 2:44 left to go here in the third quarter. Cease Carter called for a timeout there. Coach Clark just trying to settle his team a little bit.
Yeah. Don't want to get away from him just yet. They're only down four.
Adams will look the trigger, throws it to Bishop. Bishop dribbling between the circles. Throws it over to Adams in this left corner. She throws it up top.
I'd like to see the trap right there in the corner.
Out to Adams. Adams curls. Forces a shot up. It's a little bit too long. Rebound comes off, but Adams gets it. She comes dribbling up near half court. They skip it over here to Bishop. She gets around Reed. Now gives it up to foul line. Ball's knocked around. French comes up to steal. Over to Barrett. Barrett takes it. Lays it up. Good for two more. 38-32. French could have took that one, but did the unselfish thing, give it up to the player that had a half step in front of her. Over to the side, three shot goes up. Reed grabs it in the corner, gives it up to Barrett. Barrett throws it to French at half court. It's a one-on-one. French drives in. Really couldn't do anything there with Rutledge. Just kind of Olay defense.
She's in foul trouble. She didn't want to pick up another one.
40-32. Rutledge gets across
good
the timeline.
Good run by the lady catch here.
They throw it over to the right side. Norris, a little too much on that pressure. They throw it over to Boggs in the wing, and Norris bumped her.
If my calculations are correct, again, this is unofficial, but the next 2 points by Barrett puts her at 2,000.
I didn't ask Coach if they would stop play.
No clue, but it's just unofficial now. That's just me speaking. Jill Baber's got that. She's the official. Ooh.
Bishop has the ball stolen away from her by Barrett. Barrett's a tricky dribbling behind her back. Finds French three. Look. Left corner short. Rebound comes off. Norris comes up with it. She's in some trouble down low. Goes to throw a pass, and they're going to call a foul on East Carter. Which Lady Raider are they going to put it on? They better hope Boggs, because otherwise it was going to be number four for somebody.
That's three on Boggs I've got.
Correct. That's what I have as well.
A lot of fouls going on by East Carter.
Norris looking to get it in. Oh, Krause was open.
Yeah. Next one for both teams puts us at the double bonus.
Barrett forces one in there. Somebody just picked up their fourth. It's both Rutledge and Barrett, or Boggs was there. It's on Boggs.
That's her number. That's her fourth. Barrett makes both of these.
Barrett's first free throw on its way. It's good. 41-32.
Next one. Collier's talking to the official right now. Probably wanting a timeout. The Barrett family is filming this.
Barrett. Second free throw on its way. It's good as well. Timeout for Bath County. 42-32. It's Ashton Barrett. Just got her 2,000th point as a Lady Cat.
Yep.
As Ashton's mom coming down to take a picture. We'll photobomb in the back here. It might catch us. So 42-32, 10-point Bath County lead, 112. Left to go here in the third quarter.
Good quarter for the Lady Cats so far. They've scored 16 points this quarter. Three more, and Ashton will tie the on the girls' side the all-time leading scorer. Four to break it.
I'm gonna say, do you know her?
I got a feeling this is going to happen. Yes, I think I know her a little bit. That's the reason she kind of come out into attendance tonight to watch it.
You know, it's kind of bittersweet when you have a record like that. you kind of want it to stand, but at the same time, you kind of want it to fall.
Yep.
It's
records are made to be broken.
As they throw a pass up top, goes through the wickets out of bounds. It's a turnover to Bath County. Bath County's experience appears to be a little bit of a calmer force right now than the inexperience of the East Carter Lady Raiders. As they give it to French out high on that left wing, Bishop guarding her. French curls, gives it over to Barrett. Barrett bumped up top, and that's Boggs' fifth.
I've got her for five.
That's just been her fourth.
Nope,
that is her fifth. Okay.
There's the horn. You know what I say? I thought that was five. McGuire to replace her.
So Barrett, with 46.8 left to go here in the third. Makes the first free throw. 2 points away now, Davey.
Yep. Oh, it's going to happen, just whether it's going to be this quarter or the next. We all know that.
In and out, no good. Rebounds pulled down by Rutledge. Comes up the right side, throws a pass over the Hall. Williams jacks one up from the corner, and it's good.
She's not afraid to shoot it. Cuts the lead to eight, 43-35.
French dribbles up top, gets to Barrett, who curls.
Lady Cats are going to hold for the last shot, probably.
He's settled into a 2-3. They're wanting to jump and come up and get Barrett, but they're scared to. So get it over to Barrett on the left side. Deep three, he's up. It's no good. As French gets a steal, takes it away from Rutledge. Leading it up and in for two. Back to a 10-point game, 45-35. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Throw it down low. Thomas right out in the first quarter, or third quarter. As it's Bath County 45, East Carter 35. Back to the final 8 minutes and 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Bath County had a 3-point lead going into the locker room at halftime. Able to stretch this one out to a 10-point lead after three as we're getting ready to start the fourth and final quarter. East Carter will be inbounding.
Real nice quarter there for the Lady Cats. Put 19 on the board in the third quarter. East Carter looking to throw it in.
Norris knocks it away from Williams as they were trying to get it into her. Rutledge will look to trigger.
This half-court zone defense has given East Carter problems this second half.
So they get it to Rutledge out high on the corner. She comes dribbling in. Got knocked away, but ends up in the hands of Bishop. Bishop out to Rutledge here on this left wing. Gives it over to Bishop. Her three from the corner is no good. Rebound comes off. Norris and Williams fight for it. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Bath County.
Went off Jerrica's hands. Again, East Carter not afraid to shoot the three.
As Bishop will look to trigger. Gets it in down low to Rutledge. He puts a shot up, a running hook, no good. Rebound, no good. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say off the hands of French as her and McGuire were fighting for it.
A lot of action right there on that play. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that call.
Bishop will come to the side. Adams will come in and replace her. As they're looking, they bounce it in to Hall. Hall with the running hook shot up, no good. Crouch going to be whistled for this foul.
It's four.
So I like it better when they hold up more fingers at the scorer's table than I can see, but I'm not seeing much of it.
And they're flashing them up there pretty quick, too.
First free throw up and good. 45-36. Bath County still with the lead. 7:31 left to go. Second free throw good as well. It's making them both there was Avery Hall.
No backboard on that one either. Nothing but net on both of them.
And her shot has a super lot of mount of backspin.
Yes, it does.
So give it over to French on the left side. She throws over to Reed. Her three from the right corner is up. It's a little long, no good. We bounce pull down by McGuire on the inside. And Taylor going to be whistled for that foul.
We'll pick up her fourth. Don't have a problem with that shot from Josie right there. Wide open in the corner. Good look. Good shot. Look. It was online just a little bit long.
Half step too close.
Yes.
But that's how far away she was of making that one. As she missed everything, did Williams, but saving it in was Hall to Adams.
She'll shoot it again.
Out to Williams. Williams is wanting to shoot it. Barrett just comes up and takes it away from her. She takes it down, tries to split through two defenders, misses the layup. Adams gets a rebound, comes up the right side, throws it over to Rutledge. She's got it in front court. Rutledge makes a move, gets around Barrett. Gets all the way in, takes it right at Tiller.
That's Tiller. That's her.
They'll say she was fouled on the floor. They're going to get Reed before Reed. She got there.
As a Lady Cat fan, you'll take that. You didn't want Tiller to pick up her fifth.
So throw it in high to Adams. Over to the right side, Hall. Back spin three is up and good. We've allowed her to get on target. 6:32 left to go. It's a 5-point charge.
She's 2 for 4 from 3-point land.
It's Barrett.
Looks like East Carter's gone zone.
Into front court. Bounces over to Reed on the right wing. To Tiller.
Good
to
look.
Norris on the inside. Norris hasn't knocked away. She goes up amongst the trees. Slings one at the basket. No good. Williams gets the rebound. To get it to Adams, now to Rutledge. She will come up this left side, crosses the timeline. Over to Adams, out high on that right side, fakes the three. Bounces over here, they're going to get French for the kick. Quick feet.
Lady Cats have yet to score this quarter. East Carter has cut it to 5, 45-40. Tiller will take a break.
Going to be replaced by Crouch.
Four fouls for four fouls.
So get it in high to Hall. Hall to the near side to Rutledge. To the corner to Williams. They close out on her. She picks it up, puts a shot up. No good. Rebound comes off to Barrett. Barrett comes dribbling up the left side. Now retreats out, kicks it out to Norris. Norris bounces over to Reed. Reed gives it to French. French comes up top, sets the offense.
Lady Cats need a basket here.
French dribbles, gives it over to Barrett on the left wing. To the left corner, Reed. Three is on its way.
Almost back to the end.
No good. Norris, rebound, no good, and then she knocks it out of bounds. That'll be East Carter basketball.
Josie almost with the rare bank from the corner there, but she did draw iron. I thought it was going in after it hit the board there.
It was close. It's Rutledge, hands it off to Hall. Hall catches, turns, in some trouble, throws it inside to McGuire.
It's her field.
Crouch reaches in.
That's bad defense there. I'm sorry to say that, but that was just lazy. Should have just stayed behind.
That's 5 on Crouch.
That's what I have. There's no horn yet.
I don't think they realize it.
No. And then Jerrica.
Yeah.
Run. This ought to be interesting from the sort out. They should never put the ball in play. The play before, the foul was on Crouch for her fifth, and then they let him play with her on the floor.
Well, she was trying to get out. It wasn't her fault.
Thank you. There's some discussion going on from both.
The coach does have a good point.
Yes, he does. They should never been any played, you know, so that would mean that foul is not on Jerrica. But I've never seen this happen before, so I'm not exactly sure what the rules should be here. Collier's going to try to tell him what the rules should be.
Well, you know, he's right until he's proven wrong.
Yeah,
so
exactly. So the foul never happened on Jerrica. So Tiller's still waiting to get in.
It's a 5-point game. I mean, this is an important turn for either team.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, if they count the foul on Jerrica, then that puts them in the double bonus. Would that have been the fifth team foul? Oh, we're going to send them to the bench, and we're going to have a discussion here. This should be interesting. He's discussing it with our official keeper, Jill Baber, and assistant coach Tiller.
So one of the officials has basically went to each huddle.
Tried to explain what's going on here.
Hey, Heather.
Hopefully we'll get an explanation here soon. Here we go. So now Collier's not happy. So, again, discussion going on here. She can't be on the floor with five fouls. There's nothing they can do about it if they're not being told that the girl, you know, nobody ever hit the horn or let him know that they had five fouls. So this is interesting. I'm not exactly sure what to call his. I don't think it's going to favor us, though, Todd, after this discussion here.
And see, that's the bad thing when, you know, when your book's not right there. Bear does a great job,
yes.
but it's the responsible party is your book to
yes.
tell him, hey, hit the horn, that's five.
Yes. Yep.
Even though it is your player.
Yep. That should have been as soon as that can. And you know what? I'm not exactly sure why we're not putting the number and the fouls on the scoreboard. If that's not working.
And maybe it's not working. You know, we had that trouble. Had to get a new board.
Yep.
Was
right.
it last year or the
yep.
year before?
It could be.
And you know, because some things didn't work. I mean, these scoreboards are old.
Yes, they are. They're not the original scoreboards, but there's the second set. So Collier is still not agreeing with. And the referees they're telling him, said, look, we didn't know that was her fifth foul. The horn never, and the play went on. So this is not going
to
turn out well.
And the coach's defense, you get 30 seconds on that fifth foul.
Yes.
And,
well, you get
20, know, had they been looking, they would have known.
You get 20. And, yeah. So what we need is Ira Kilburn here to help us argue in our defense for this play.
I mean, he would argue.
Yes, he would. So
I saw him argue just
so now
with
we
himself
got.
One time.
So it looks like we're going to have a possible.
Looks like they're going to inbound.
No, nope, we're going to shoot technical. We're going to shoot two. We're going to shoot two on the technical, on the team technical. So that goes down as a team foul, so that puts them at five. 32 is going to be shooting two free throws. This could be a big swing right here. A big swing.
First free throw up and good for Adams.
I've got these as her first two free throws of the night. Makes them both. Good looking form there. So they've cut the lead to three.
So now they're going to put the player at the line. Jerrica's
yep.
foul stands as well.
Yeah. Is that 35 shooting?
Yes, that's Rutledge.
She made the first. Now it's a one-point ball game.
45-44. And
that Collier is still not happy, but, you know, that's the rules. I mean,
Batkins back to play defense. It's East ball.
Yeah. Collier's got to be careful here and not get teed up.
That's definitely not what they need is extra points.
No.
For free. Rutledge gives it up to Hall. Adams over on the right wing.
Bath has picked up their defensive pressure.
Williams straight from the corner for the leads. In and out, no good. Ford on the inside of McGuire, and it's just stolen away by Barrett. 4:54 left to go. Barrett coast to coast, lays it up, no good. Adams claims the rebound. She comes dribbling up this left side into front court. Oh, she carried the ball and got away with the carry big time. She steps into a three from the right wing. That one's long.
Almost
rebound comes
in.
Off. Barrett gets it. She will kind of settle this offense. Collier saying, slow down.
We need a bucket. We need a bucket right here.
4:29 left to go in this ballgame. 1 point Bath County lead to French over on that left wing. French curls, comes across, gives it over to Barrett on this right side. 2-3.
Taylor
being played here by East.
Taylor got out of the lane just in time.
Barrett spins. Baseline shot.
Bucket.
Good. 47-44. 4:05 left to go. Bath County on top by three.
That
Rutledge
puts her in a tie with
McKenna Moore. To this near side. To Williams. She thought about
she
three.
Wanted.
She tried. That one short. Rebound comes off. Goes all the way to the floor. Hall kicks it out to Adams on the right wing. Where Bath County was getting all the rebounds in the first half. East is getting here in the second half.
She almost banked another one in.
Adams three. No good as they get it over to Norris, who gives it to Barrett. Barrett will walk across the timeline for Bath County. 3:30 left to go in the ballgame. French, three, up, good! Ice water in that young lady's veins. 50-44.
Her first three of the night. That's only by a second.
Adams to the left wing, picks up a dribble. Over to Rutledge on that right side. Bounces it over. Gonna have some trouble.
Coach timeout by East Carter. They were
realizing that.
They were discombobulated there, as people like to say.
50-44. Bath County leads it by six. The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with the big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You'll enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. Stop in, see all those fine folks over there. Let them know that you heard their ad on this broadcast.
On this broadcast, yes.
If you've got a tractor, if you've got implements, they service what they sell, this is a good time. Get that stuff winterized. Get your operation ready for spring. 50-44. Bath County leads it by 6:04 left to go in this contest. East Carter has called for a timeout, and we've kept it right here.
This is a big possession for East Carter right here.
Those two technicals, the foul, it's really hard to describe what all went on.
Yes.
Crouch picks up her fifth foul. There was no signal from, you know, the scorer's table. They allow
they
him to inbound
on.
It.
Yep.
Norris ends up picking up a foul. Bath County gets a technical for having a player on the floor with five fouls. It wasn't their fault. But it was, in a sense. As Bishop gives it to Adams on inbound. They double-team her. Back to Bishop. Throws it up to Rutledge. She bounces it to McGuire. Tries to get a pass out to the
good corner. Deflection right there.
Bounds.
Good deflection right there. Hall was wide open in the corner, and she's 2 of 4 from the three-point line, so it's good deflection. Knocked the ball out of bounds. Bath getting very active again on defense. What you like to see.
Bishop looking to trigger. Adams calling for it up high, gets it. Has it between the circles, dribbles all the way over. Sees a little opening, goes in, puts a hook shot up against Hiller, no good. Reed gets a rebound, tries to throw it out to Barrett. Ball ends up on the floor. Barrett going to be fouled, and that's Bishop. That's her fifth.
However, was four, so.
Well.
Was wet, but let's wait and see if there's a horn down here.
Well, that's only her fourth then. So get it into French. Got Bishop guarding her.
East Carter's going back to man.
Bailey pushes it in the front court to the left wing. Works. She's going to be tripped in that end.
That's her fifth.
Was Coach Parks like, what about the 5 second?
Unfortunately, play like that is a foul in basketball. Football, that's like incidental contact. They won't call pass interference on that, but that she's trying to
sometimes.
Drive sometimes. That's on a drive like that, that's impeding her progress. That's you know.
Second gen to Barrett. She goes over the back. She caught it and stepped across the line. They flirt with that line so much on that play.
Yeah. You want to throw that thing onto the backcourt and let her go get it. Don't throw it at her. Throw it in the backcourt and make her go get it.
Bethany leading it by six, just turned it over as Adams has it out on that right side. She eyed the basket the whole time she had it. And just
looked like maybe we got away with a foul there, too.
I was going to say, it came. I thought it was going to go through, but it literally hit the iron on the front side of it and just climbed down the net. Barrett dribbling, still with it. They come over and double-team hers. They find French. French
moves
herself into the paint. Shot up. And one.
Possible and one.
She took the contact on the inside. 52-44. Bailey French will go to the line for a free throw.
I've got that as Rutledge's fourth.
I do as well. So French. Chance to give her team a 9-point edge. Bouncing off, no good. Rutledge gets the rebound. She comes racing up the left side to the top of the key, now to the right wing. Bounces to the right corner to Williams. Williams curls. Barrett reaches in there, knocks it off her knee, but Williams gets it, lays it up and in. As Reed looks to get it in, finds Norris. Norris comes dribbling, hands it off to Barrett. Barrett now curls, comes across the left side of the timeline. As Rutledge going to be whistled for the hold.
That's on Rutledge. That's her fifth. It's her fifth.
That is five on Rutledge. For Rutledge is like, hey, that's only my four.
That's her fifth. I've got five. Both bookkeepers have five. There's how you get it in. Just throw it on back to the back court. Good play right there. Now let's draw some fouls and let's go to the free throw line. Everything's shooting now.
Barrett curls. Goes up. Yep. She's going to be fouled by Adams. Frustration
and
showing on this Lady Raiders squad right now. That's four on Adams.
Well,
it's a free throw up.
There it is.
Good.
Ashton Perry becomes the all-time Lady Cats leading scorer.
53-46. Bouncing in 54-56. Or 46, excuse me. Bath coming on top.
Hard to stop action in a game like this to recognize that, but that's a big accomplishment.
Adams double-teamed up top. Barrett with the steal. Takes it. Lays it up. Two more in the books. Back coming on top by 10. 56-46. Adams completely out of this. Puts up a three from the left side. No good. Norris ripped the rebound out of there. She's double-teamed, and she's going to be fouled down low.
Now they're just swinging shots up.
That was on East Quarter Candace Roberts.
It's her first.
Her first.
Jerrica going to the line for.
So Jerrica toes the line. Free throw up. And good. Bethany leads it by 11. I believe that's the largest lead of the night.
I believe it is. Yes, sir.
107 left to go in the ball game. Bethany still leads it by 11. It's Adams. She's going to quit up quick three over here on the left side. That misses everything. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll
like
be Bethany ball.
Three trips in a row. She's been rushed on her shot there. trying to get points too quickly.
Norris looks, throws it into Barrett, and they're going to get Barrett with the push off.
And
they're
going to get her for pushing off. Yes, sir. She did.
She extended that arm right into the gut of Adams.
All she had to do was just stand there and then go get it, because if she was going to get the ball.
Well, Adams wasn't going to get going to foul her either, because that would have been her fifth.
It's a player control foul. There's no shots on that.
To get into Adams, she about had it taken away by French.
She walked.
And walking with it is Hall. To turn over the ball to Bath County.
Steps called. Now it's just take care of the basketball and hit your free throws.
Norris throws it in to Barrett. Barrett drives in. Nice wraparound pass over to Tiller for two more. 59-46. 45 seconds left to go. Bath County on top. So throw it over to the near side to the left corner. Three quickly up. No good. Norris with the rebound. She finds Barrett. Barrett will come walking to the timeline with it with 28 seconds.
Coach Clark says no fouls. Pitch around 46.
Barrett content with just a dribble run high. Allow the clock to go out in this one. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Time is going to expire in this one. Bath County Lady Cats will advance and move on to the next round of the EKC with a 59-46 win over the Lady Raiders of East Carter. During this game, Ashton Barrett became the all-time leading Lady Cat scorer and also eclipsed the 2,000-point club. As we will use this opportunity to go back to studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Wrap-Up as Coach Davey Moore will get us some final stats when we return on WKCA in a couple of minutes.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Craftsman, Steel, Benjamin Moore, Yeti, Milwaukee, Weber, Filtreat. Just a few of the product names you know and trust. And you can find them all in one place, your Bath County Ace Hardware Store, located on Water Street in Owingsville. Ace is pleased to bring you the Bath County Wildcat Sports this season, and they wish the student-athletes good luck this year. And remember, your Bath County Ace Hardware Store is located on Water Street in Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Chairman Carney, come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School, as the Bath County Lady Cats pick up the win over the Lady Raiders of East Carter in this EKC tournament. This one game being played here in Owingsville this evening. Final score 59-46. With the win, the Bath County will move on to play at the 6 o'clock game on Monday night. And if I understand everything correctly, they play the winner of Fairview and Lewis.
Play the winner of Fairview and Lewis.
And don't know who's won that one as of yet.
No.
But The second game that night, kind of like the nightcap of this one, will be the boys, will be another girls matchup.
Correct.
And the Lady Vikings of Round County will come in here and be playing.
The winner of Russell and West Carter.
Russell and West.
If memory serves correct.
Should be a good matchup all the way around the board. Some good games on Monday night, especially on the girls' side of things. The winner of this game, back in East Carter, will move on to Tuesday night. And it will be a doubleheader. And the winner of this one would play at 6 o'clock against
the winner of Lewis
and Fairview. And then on the other side, it would be the loser would have to travel.
Yes.
And I don't know if they go to East or if they go to...
I don't have the loser bracket set up, so but I think they changed it this year where I think everybody gets three games, win or lose. So I'm thinking if we get beat Monday night, we'll still have a third game, I believe. But you want to win that game because you're staying right here. We're hosting the whole tournament. So after tonight, you know, the first round's different size, but after tonight, we've got the semifinals and finals. So the only two I'll go through stats real quick. I didn't get East Carter's final stats, but Kinsley Rutledge led them with 13 points by my unofficial book here. So for the Lady Cats, 2 points field goals, they were 17 of 32 for 31%, 2 of 23 from three-point land for 8%, 34% overall, which was 19 of 55. And then at the free throw line, they were 19 of 29 for 65%. Took very good care of the basketball tonight. Leading scorer tonight, Ashton Barrett with 29, Bailey French 17, Jerrica Norris with 6, Tiller with 4, Reed with 2, and rounding up the scoring with 1 point, Kaylee Crouch for a total of 59. Again, Davey Moore is unofficial. Just getting that out there.
Unofficially official.
Yes. So, but anyway, so Coach Collier coming up here real quick. We'll let him get on here.
As Coach Collier getting the headsets on here. Bath County Lady Cats pick up the win. 59-46 is the final in this one. And Coach Collier, great win and a hard-fought win. It was a game that was 3 points at half. Your team really played and showed that they could play ball. Third quarter, little mishap on the foul thing. Gets close, but you worked hard and came through.
Yeah, man, it was an all-around team effort. I've said that every game, but it truly was. You know, we're just so thin as it is, and we're down a player. And the young ones want to step up. Players are playing out of position. But at the end of the day, we got it done as a team. And everybody grinded. And I told them, like, this is our third game in 5 days. We're not making excuses. I set the schedule up like that for a reason. But, you know, this is what it's about. You got to play ball. And if you love the game of basketball, you'd rather be playing a game than practicing. But I'm super proud of these young ladies. Top to bottom.
Wish I could tell you who you were playing on Monday night at 6 o'clock, but don't know. Do know Round County advanced, and they'll be playing in the second game. Don't know who they'll be playing either, but your girls do advance in the EKC tournament. It's going to be right here. Need another big crowd out on Monday night to join us. And, you know, hopefully get somebody a little healthy, get everybody back sooner rather than later. But regardless of who you're playing, it's not going to be an easy task.
No, we, like I said, me and Coach Taylor are mentally exhausted and physically exhausted. I know these girls are. 3 games in 5 days. And then you got the game Monday, and then no matter what happens, you turn around and play on Thursday. That's going to be 5 games in 8 days. But it's just, that's what happens when you fight as a team right there. And we did. Everybody. It's hard to single out just one person on this win because everybody contributed in different ways. I usually like to go down the list, but it's just hard. And, like, I'm just really tired right now mentally, and it's hard to think that. But
well, I'm going to make it easy. Every girl that played made an impact offensively, defensively, or both.
Absolutely.
Every girl that played was
absolutely
support to this win.
Absolutely. And we even had a little seventh grader get in, and she didn't think she would even be on the varsity. I mean, but it's like that's how we do in practice, guys. It's just but we go hard every day. We put them in situations to make them uncomfortable so they'll be comfortable in the games. And that's just, it is what it is, and I cannot be more proud of this team. We had to persevere through so much adversity tonight. And, you know, Monday's not going to be easy to ask. It's either going to be Fairview or Lewis. So we'll see. But whoever it is, we're here at home. And, you know, we got to come out and just take care of business. We'll have time to rest on Tuesday. Congratulations to Ashton Barrett. not only breaking 2,000 points, which is an awesome, awesome feat in itself, but also becoming the all-time wins leader, or all-time scoring leader in the girls' basketball side of the things. She passed a wonderful young lady in McKenna Moore, who I was fortunate to coach my first year, who ended up with breaking a 2,000-point record her last game, and then scoring 2,003 to become the all-time. And, you know, and Ashton was a seventh grader on that team, so she got to learn from McKenna in such a great way. I always paired them up. But, you know, huge congratulations to Ashton Barrett on that feat. But I was even more excited about how our girls were excited for her. And that's just a true sign of a team. And our team, we got through adversity tonight. And we're going to get back at it tomorrow. We're going to be back here on Monday.
Absolutely. Coach,
thank you.
Thanks
guys
for coming up. As we're going to wrap things up here in just a moment as Bath County Lady Cats get the win. 59-46 is the final score in this one. 59-46, final score. Bath County knocks off East Carter. As our Players of the Game Awards are going to be passed out, we're going to do it quickly offensively tonight. Ashton Barrett.
I mean, Barrett.
She's your all-time leading scorer. She gets the record set tonight. Defensively tonight,
I'm going to leave that one to you tonight because I you told it to me the last two games. I'm going to throw it back to you on this one because I mean everybody
it's Jerrica
team.
Norris. It's Jerrica Norris that
yep.
tonight gets
She's
it.
Them, yep.
She got a lot of the rebounds,
yep.
especially early on when we really needed them.
I agree
and
with
cleared
you.
It out.
Yep.
And then unsung hero tonight, Josie Reed.
Yep.
She came in,
yep.
she played big minutes and had to play big
yep.
minutes.
I had her down as one. I had Tiller down as another one because she played more minutes tonight. She's played all season, and she did a really good job. So
absolutely. So that's your Swartz Mulling unsung hero, your R.L. Cottle offensive player of the game, and your Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game. Patrick's waiting in the wings, ready to get on to get this boys action going. We're going to close out things for this girls. We're going to open it up for the boys as we're going to send it back studio to get that done. We will return and we'll have Wildcat warm-up right here on WKCA. Once again, the final score, Bath County 59, East Carter 46. On the girls' side of things, we'll be back here shortly.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn, Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.